Nick Perna, how are you, Nick?
I'm very fine. This is a great place. I hope the sun comes out, but...
It's trying. We're trying to be San Diego, but yeah, we're stuck being Seattle right now, so we apologize.
Right, exactly. I like that. That's good, yeah.
So you were just on stage up there giving a great presentation on the economy and all sorts of really cool stuff going on. Can you give a quick overview of what you talked about?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, in a nutshell, my near-term outlook for the economy was reasonably upbeat, that somewhat faster economic growth, modestly higher inflation, modestly higher interest rates, okay? The interest rate increases are not anything we can't live with. Now, I have two concerns, though. One concern is the longer-term growth prospect for the U.S. economy. You know, I know that the president is aiming at increasing U.S. growth by a lot. It's just very, very difficult to do. Very difficult. A large part of the problem is unfavorable demographics, very slow growth of the labor force. But the other part of the problem is just very difficult to nudge productivity growth up. Okay? Not that you can't get faster growth for a year or two, but getting it over, say, 10 years is difficult. So that's one concern.
Okay.
The second concern that I have is everybody's buying into the persistence of low long-term interest rates. Okay? And there's a million reasons for it, right? And I said, the problem is when there's a million reasons, you really don't know why they're low.
When there's a million of them, yeah, there's too many to choose from.
Too many to choose from. So one of the risks that's out there is that interest rates could go back higher than we were expecting. Okay? It's a risk. I don't think it's a near-term risk. I think it's a little bit longer term.
Okay.
And one of the reasons might be that if we don't keep our eye on the budget deficit, if we enact major, major tax cuts without concern about what they do to the deficit or to the debt.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a really unusual place where so many different things can happen. I suggested to the people in the audience, focus on the near term, next couple, 3 years.
Okay.
Case A, plan by it, things are going to work out pretty much okay, rates up a bit. But think of plan B. Plan B would be either something like faster rising rates, not just faster rates, but something that's unfavorable to financial institutions where short rates rise faster than long rates, and you get a compression of margins that way, okay? But, you know, don't plan by that, but make sure that that's in your alternative thinking.
Okay. One point that you brought up in there, what I found really interesting, I saw a lot of people kind of squirming in their seats, was don't repeal Dodd-Frank. Maybe just gut it a little bit, but don't, because that could be bad for the economy if you just like drop kick the whole thing.
See, what I worry about is that when I was teaching at Yale, I used to tell my students that it was the lack of capital that was the root of all evil back in 2008, all right? Not the lack of money, well, the lack of capital money from banks.
Right.
So what we've done under Dodd-Frank and all the other bank regulation is we've greatly increased the capital requirements on banks. Now, bankers don't like this because it means that you get chintzy returns on treasury bonds. You can't, but that's the cushion you need, okay?
Exactly.
And why they're breathing heavily, hoping that Dodd-Frank and all these other regulations get repealed, is it means that, sure, maybe they can make more loans, make more money on that. But I think the real reason is they could pay higher dividends and buy back more stock.
Indeed.
And there's a lot of money at risk on this, okay? So we'll see, you know? What's the old Chinese proverb or curse? May you live in interesting times.
We are in that right now, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anything else to add? And then you talked about, obviously, Dodd-Frank, the Trump administration, and we're just, again, segueing from the term interesting. These are very interesting times, especially with this new administration, because it's totally different from anything we've had before.
Right. And I think, you know, this is not so much a criticism as an observation.
Right.
That, you know, at this time, we should have had a clearer idea as to what the major economic policies are. So we should, by that I mean not deregulation in the abstract, but we should have a better idea as to exactly what the tax cuts are going to be, exactly what the infrastructure program is going to be like, so that it can go into the debate stream, and it also can go into the forecast stream. Okay. And at this point, we're all guessing at
exactly.
It. Yeah, we're all
exactly.
guessing at
we're in uncharted territory, it seems like.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, maybe it'll all come quickly, maybe when a lot of these other things get resolved, okay? Mm-hmm. But it is kind of disconcerting at this point. It just makes my job and everybody else's job more difficult.
No doubt, no doubt. So interesting times indeed. Nick, thank you so much.
My
I appreciate
pleasure.
The time. Well
Good.
Done up there. Nice. Congrats. Well done.
Nice job.
You're oh, thank you.